beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Don't worry, we're not time traveling. It's just 99 days till Christmas. We're at the end of the year, people. Let's be true Cape Townians and realize we're going to knock off at 4 today. At 12 today on a Friday, because why? My show is done. I'm giving all Cape Townian workers permission. Who needs permission to leave at 12 o'clock on a Friday? It's end of year. 99 days left till Christmas. And in true South African style, it's sort of downhill from here. I already seen some stores have already started putting up the Christmas decorations, some even advertising the Christmas specials. Look, I'm not a fan of the wanton commercialization and the consumerization that comes with this time of the year. But I'm a damn big fan of the big days, especially being double vaccinated, vaxxed, and ready to have some fun this December. And I wonder if you've started your December plans already. If that is part of what you plan to do, look, we go into December knowing fully well we still need to protect ourselves, but maybe for the first time in 18 months, we actually get to enjoy a holiday. Many of us are vaccinated. Not enough, though. Trying to get as many people vaccinated so that we can return to some form of normality by the end of the year. Tourism and hospitality wants people back. We want a big and bumper December tourism season, even if it's you driving to a small dorpie close to you. Let me know what it is that you are planning, what it is that you expect, what it is that you've been wanting to do for the last 18 months. 99 days till Christmas. The kiddies, only 99 more sleeps. I'd like to continue some of the conversation that Refilwe has been having, particularly when we talk about these apps, meter cab apps, on-demand apps, and a lot of frustration by many listeners that I'm still seeing filtering through the WhatsApp line. I don't want to pick on any particular company, but what I have noticed is with this boom in online and on-demand apps, whether they be taxis, whether they be deliveries, takeaway deliveries. It was all great in the beginning. It was all great when the first companies arrived here and you could rate your driver and there was an immediate change in driver behavior, the way you rated them. It was all very prestige. You know, some of these guys would even open the door for you. Not what I expected, but it felt nice. I'm just seeing, and maybe it's because we have all these companies now on the market. You have multitudes of food delivery companies that you can now order at the touch of a button. So many other commuter cab apps that are also available. And I guess that's just the way the system works. Once you have now this glut of people who are providing this service, that standards do drop. Shouldn't it happen the other way around with more competition? Should they not be fighting to get you in their vehicle, fighting to get you to order from them in their delivery app? And I think it's gone the other way around. It's gone the opposite way. I think that service and service levels have dropped, particularly when it comes to how I transport myself. And I appreciate some of the concerns by some listeners of some drivers don't even know where you're going. And yes, it could very much be a data issue. And without picking on particularly drivers, we know that labor issues are quite dire in this on-demand app-based market. That guys are going from trip to trip trying to eke out a living. But gosh, if you work in the city of Cape Town, at least know where I'm going to in the city of Cape Town. At least know, you know, to be prepared and follow a map. And sometimes I think many of the workers in the situation are flying by the seat of their pants. But that's my opinion. And sometimes I wish that these companies who, 4 or 5 years ago were very, very quick to respond to your complaints as a consumer, because what they knew in their market, they want to get you as a customer. But now it takes days for even a response to the slightest, even the most serious of complaints. I'd like to continue with that conversation. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. And the tributes to Buta Kasim, passing away yesterday, the legendary ice cream seller of Newlands. Those tributes continue to flood in online as well as our WhatsApp line. The messenger says, I've just seen Buta Kasim pass away, a lolly to make you jolly, a legacy of one-liners. I think it's very important to recognize that this gentleman was recognized around the world. I saw a tweet from the Barmy Army yesterday, the English Cricketer Supporters Club that travels along with the national team, and they put out a message in condolences of Buta Kasim, and they say, I'm going to read you, very sad news today that the legendary ice cream seller of Newlands, Buta Kasim, has passed away. Cricket at Newlands won't be the same without this hero. And the responses from English cricket fans, absolutely just in tribute of that legendary man. And what is really, really heartening is that he was alive to hear these tributes. He was alive when Newlands gave him a special accolade, a special plaque at the Oaks, saying this is the man who made Newlands an experience. But your thoughts, your calls, 021-446-0567. The lines are open, 072-567-1567.